I don't know if this is a sign of advancing age, but how is it that I can remember the score of every football game, but I can't remember what I did 10 minutes ago? I don't think I introduced myself. My name is Jim Shea, and I live and work at the Jesuit Retreat House, just a few miles south of town. I hope you can come and visit us someday. It's good to be with you. One thing that I love about Advent is we hear all of the old familiar readings, and they're so well known to us, and yet it's so important and so meaningful that we hear them again, and to try to hear them as though we were hearing them for the very first time. And so here again, with the fourth Sunday of Advent, we have the Visitation. And of course, whenever we do the Rosary, when we do the joyful mysteries, the Visitation is the second mystery. And now, here it is, the Gospel reading, right before Christmas. In the Gospel of Luke, as you may know, this passage of the Visitation comes right on the heels of the Annunciation, the first joyful mystery. And the way that Luke tells the story, it is as if, as soon as Mary gives her response to the angel Gabriel, you know, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done to me according to your word," then it's as if Mary rushes out the door to go see Elizabeth and share the news with her. There's just one problem. The distance from where Mary was in Nazareth in Galilee to where Elizabeth was, just a small town in Judea, just a few miles outside of Jerusalem, was about 100 miles, and mostly uphill, and probably covered on foot. So you can see that's a big difference from running down the block to go visit a neighbor. And yet, Luke makes it clear that Mary makes that journey with great haste, as though she would have run there if she could, to see Elizabeth. Now, I think that's a question for us to consider. Why such haste? Well, Mary was young. That could be part of it. But why? Why such haste? I would invite you, with your mind's eye, to see Mary as she makes that very difficult journey to the house of Zechariah to visit Elizabeth. And as you see Mary, what emotions do you think were in her heart as she traveled with so much haste? Was she feeling joy? Perhaps excitement? Expectancy? To share with Elizabeth? Or maybe was there a sense of anxiety? Or even Mary's being frightened by what she was experiencing? Try to feel what Mary was feeling in her heart as she makes that journey. And then imagine what it would have been like when Mary finally reaches the destination that she has been so eager to reach, and she goes into Elizabeth's house and greets her. Luke tells us that the moment Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she gave a loud cry. And this is the moment when she spoke those words that are so familiar to us, right? Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And this is also the moment when, after Elizabeth greets Mary, Mary speaks out those words that we know so well. The church prays those words every single day in the Liturgy of the Hours. It is the Magnificat. And Mary says, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior." I just want to draw your attention to one important fact, that these words of Mary, Mary's rejoicing. These words were not spoken when she was alone. No, Mary's joy was spoken in the presence of Elizabeth, spoken in answer to Elizabeth's greeting. And I would submit to you that Mary was only able to speak these words aloud when she was with Elizabeth, who loved her and who knew her and who shared her joy. So Mary's words were spoken, as it were, in the embrace of Elizabeth, in the shelter of Elizabeth's tenderness. Only then, in the company of her friend, could Mary finally speak her truth, that she was the mother of our Lord, that she was going to have a child, and that this child was holy. Maybe that's why she walked 100 miles and walked with so much haste, to be able to share that. So, as you and I move closer and closer to this very holy time of Christmas, when Christ enters into our humanity in order to achieve our salvation in it, maybe we can use this joyful mystery of the visitation to pray and reflect on a couple of things. Two things. First, you might ask yourself, has there ever been a friend or friends who knew you and who loved you and who gave you the strength to speak your truth? Have you ever had a friend who helped you to see how God was present in you? Someone with whom you could share joy. That's the first thing. The second, you might simply take some time simply to give thanks and to reflect on the fact that in order to accomplish this wonderful mystery of the incarnation, God's plan to achieve the redemption of the human race, God chose to work through these two very humble, very ordinary, but very holy women, Mary and Elizabeth, and to use the friendship between them to help bring Christ into the world safely. Let us thank God for the gift of these two women today. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.